This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thank you for joining me for another week and another show. Thank you to all who have been helping me reach my goal of 10,000 downloads per month. A few weeks ago, I did a show on how to give your dog a bath. I really liked doing that how-to show. Ever since then, I have been coming up with different ideas on how-to topics. And today is no exception. Today, we are going to talk about how to approach that strange or new dog.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you all for listening. Today, you're going to approach a dog for the first time. I will not only give you some great tips on what you should do, I will also give you some things to look for from the dog. In episode 141, we talked about five different types of tail wags from a dog. I only mention this because this is the first thing most people look for when greeting a new dog. It might be good to refresh your tail information if you think this is always a good thing. We will talk a little bit about the dog, but mainly we're going to talk about you. How should you act or react or approach this new dog you are about to meet for the first time? Let's approach this topic right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
Okay, just so you know, this is something that I do on a daily basis. I'm either meeting a dog for the very first time, or I'm seeing a dog after a week or so absence. So a lot of times, even the first few times greeting a dog, it's like the first time for the approach. I do this a lot. Most of the times when I'm doing this, I don't even realize what my body language is or what I've been doing to create it that the dog can be comfortable. And really, that's what you should be doing. You should be creating it that the dog can be comfortable and the dog can learn to trust you very quickly. So when I talk about the approach, we're going to talk about some things that you'll look for, but also we're going to be talking about what you should be doing, how you should be behaving when you're approaching this dog for the first time. I've broken it down into three parts. I'm breaking it down into you approaching the dog, which we're going to talk about mainly. And I will tell you, this could get very long. I might end up having to break it up into two parts, but I think I can get it all within 30 minutes because I do try to stay within the 30-minute zone. But I've just made little notes, so this way I'm going to be talking about each of these little notes and really going in depth into some of them. So again, the three parts. You approaching the dog is the number one thing we're going to talk about. The number two is the dog approaching you. what to look for. And then also what signs or what to look for with the dog, from the dog, like what are some things that you'll see from the dog and how they'll be behaving. All right. So let's get into the first part. You approaching the dog slowly. I mean, this should kind of be without saying, but dogs do have a prey drive. So if you're approaching quickly, you could be creating some fear. You could be inadvertently enacting that prey drive. So you want to be kind of aloof. You just like you don't want the dog's attention. Like you don't even care if the dog pays attention to you or not. Now, most people have a tendency to want to forward face to the dog and then bend over the dog. Dogs greet each other and tend to trust a little bit better when your side is turned to the dog. So if you can turn your side to the dog and then also squat down. I talk about this a little bit at the end, but when dogs bow, they're actually showing that they want to be friends or they want to play. And by you squatting down, you can do that as well. Or even if you can sit for the first time to meet the dog, just go in and sit. That's a lot of times what I do. I'm so very aloof to the dog. I think Leslie even mentioned it one time where she said if we both went into a room, they would think that she was the dog trainer and not me, because she would get all in the dog's face and I would be the one that is aloof and doesn't care. And they're, you know, the one that they wouldn't even think is the dog trainer. Because I do that. Typically, when I'm greeting the dog, I try to quickly sit as quickly as possible and just show the dog that, hey, I'm friendly. So I usually will tell the owner, you know, hey, let's go get some information, things like that. Let's go sit down. Also, show the back of your hand. Some things that I've read say make a little fist or a light fist, but to show the back of your hand. And, you know, I always wondered, why is it the back of the hand? Why the back of the hand? And the truth is because if the dog does bite, you have less nerve endings in the back of your hand and you use the front of your hand a lot more. So if you show the front of your hand and let the dog sniff and the dog does decide to bite, it's a lot more damage on the palm side of your hand. So show the back of your hand, allow the dog to approach you. Don't reach your hand in front of the dog's face and don't reach your hand where the dog can really, you'll see a lot if you do some of those things. Most times the dogs will back away because they don't trust you yet. They don't know you yet. Now, like little puppies and dogs that are still really friendly, dogs that are very friendly, which is most of the dogs, they will jump up. They're going to approach you very quickly. This isn't something that you have to really worry about. But with some dogs, you have to be careful, because when you're approaching and you see them back away, it really does come more to how you approach and what you are doing. And the one thing that I would say, if you can actually approach the dog from the side instead of directly in front, again, this is a positive greeting. This is something that shows a little bit more trust with the dog. So not only are you turning your side to the dog, but the dog is actually turning its side to you, or you are approaching the dog at its side. And never reach over the head, right? So reaching over the head, again, the dog's peripheral. He's not sure what you're doing, so you'll see him back away a lot or even open their mouth. This gives them a great opportunity to open their mouth when you're reaching over the head. So what a dog can see is if you go underneath the chin or on the chest and try to pet on the chest or under the chin. Dogs really love to be pet on the chest. They say that's one of the top three places that a dog loves to be pet. And, you know, I even know that behind the ears is good, except that's one that you wouldn't want to do right up front, like right up first. So you definitely want to show the dog the back of your hand when you can trust that it's going to be okay. Then you can reach up and pet underneath the chin or on its chest. And typically you'll have really good results with that. What I would warn you about is most dogs don't like you to touch them on the backside or on the back, like around the rump or the butt, until they know you and they trust you. So if that's something that you think you're going to do, is like reach around and grab a dog, you know, by near the tail or touch it on the rump, some dogs will actually spin around really quickly And, you know, I've seen dogs take a hunk out, but you definitely want to let the dog trust you first before you do that. Now, a super fun and friendly and wanting to play dog will actually come up to you and turn its butt toward you and push against you. This is a very positive, very fun greeting. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But if they're doing that, then it would be okay. I still would be careful doing that for the first time reaching out to the dog. I'd let the dog know I was reaching out to pet it by doing that under the chin on the chest first. Okay, so those are some things that you can do when you're approaching the dog. Now, what if the dog is approaching you? Now, you really don't have a whole lot of choice here. The dog is going to be coming towards you and approaching you. And so you have to kind of look for what's going on with the dog. Again, if the dog is approaching you, make sure you turn to your side and even squat, you know, or bend your knees a little bit. But you turn your side to the dog when he's approaching you. Again, you're showing friendly approach. You're showing friendship that you want to be his friend by turning your side to the dog instead of straight toward the dog. Now, if the dog jumps up, I just ignore it. Like I typically, now if the dog's got claws or whatever, I might push it off a little bit, but I just really more hand it off instead of pushing it away or trying to hold it down. Typically, if the dog's over exuberant and it's very persistent on jumping, I actually will walk right through the dog. I'll make it very uncomfortable. I'll take away its space so it can't leap forward toward me. I just kind of walk through and make it uncomfortable for the dog. It's not with the intent of lifting my knee or pushing the dog away. It's not with the intent of actually knocking the dog over, although sometimes that happens. It's not with that intent. It's just to take away that space from the dog and show it that you don't feel comfortable. That's a time too where I'll actually face toward the dog. If the dog's really jumping up and it's really persistent and I can already tell it's very friendly, I'll just actually face the dog and actually walk through or walk toward it. And typically they'll end up backing away or backing off. And some dogs won't jump up on you from behind. There are a lot of dogs that still will because that's what they've learned to get some attention. But again, as much as you can ignore it, ignore it. Now, when the dog is staying on all fours and maybe calms down a bit, again, that's what you would want to reach down and pet it under the chin. So again, showing your hand to the dog from the backside as you reach down underneath the dog's chin or under the chest to give the dog the pet. Again, not over the top, not on the top of the head, but under the chin. And you can still do that when the dog calms down. Now, if he starts jumping again, just stand straight up. And if you can, walk toward or walk through him. Now, if this dog turns his butt to you, this is a really friendly greeting. And he's wanting to, you know, greet in a very positive way. Again, if you turn your side, you're actually saying to that dog, and if you've ever seen two dogs greet each other, two dogs that really want to show that they're being friendly actually totally greet to the side, and they'll press almost their whole bodies together on the sides. And then sometimes they'll do that circle, you know, sniff the butt thing. You don't have to do that. Please do not do that to the dog. But what they will do is they're showing each other that they want to be friendly. So these are ways that you can do when the dog is approaching you rather than you actually approaching the dog. And if it seems to be a positive, friendly. Now, if a dog is showing signs that it may be aggressive, stand as still as possible. Don't look at the dog. Don't make eye contact with the dog. You're not there to be threatening. You're not there to be challenging that dog. You just stand very still. Hopefully the owner's close enough to be able to get the dog under control and keep it away from you. If you go to reach your hand down and it goes to sniff you and then you get a little growl or even, you know, watch its face because its face is going to tell you a lot. Watch its tail. Again, we will talk, you know, we've talked about the five different tail wags. They're like three positive ones and two very negative ones. And I may be wrong. It may be two negative and three positive. I don't know. I just said that the same way. Either way, go back to episode 141 and listen and about the tail wags. We get very in depth about the different types of tail wags. So that can tell you a lot, the stiffness of the dog, the nervousness of a dog. And so that kind of goes into what I'm talking about now, that last part, like what to look for from the dog when either you're approaching or it is approaching you. What do you look for totally from the dog? Now, the big positive tail wags are like the whole, we call it the big butt wag, you know, where almost the whole back end of the dog is wagging, the whole body is wagging when it's wagging. That's a good positive tail wag. I'll let you go through and research the other ones if you want to. Now, when the dog comes up to you, if it's kind of aloof and it just gives you a few sniffs and then it relaxes, look at its body. I mean, its body will relax even if it's not doing the big tail wag. Its body will relax. You can see if it's still being stiff, if it's still being tense when it's greeting you. Really pay attention to the dog. I think a lot of times when people are greeting, they're more about greeting the people that they're coming to see and not paying attention to the dog. And a lot of times that's where the bite happens, because I can tell you 90% of the time, this dog warns you that it's going to bite you. So there are signs, there are things that you want to be looking for when you're greeting the dog or the dog's approaching you. And, you know, if it's relaxed, if it's calm and it shows signs of wanting attention, of course, jumping up is one of those things. Although I've seen dogs that will jump up very stiffly and kind of hold you. So it's more of a protection or territorial type thing. So you got to be careful with that as well. But if they're showing signs of wanting attention, then do some of those things that we talked about. Now, if a dog bows to you, it typically means it wants to play. So this is going to be a very playful dog. If it squats down, has its butt in the air and its face or chin on the floor, this is that dog showing you that it wants to play. You want to play with a dog? Turn your side to that dog. And squat down. He's going to go crazy. He's going to go nuts. He may start running around. He may start, you know, jumping up on you, things like that, because, or even putting his mouth on you. Doing a little play biting or things like that. Because if you turn your side and you squat down as well, you're telling that dog that you want to play too, that you've just joined in the fun. So this is something to look for when that dog is, when you are approaching the dog, that you look for these signs too many times. And I mean, it's one of the big things in my training that I tell people, you got to pay attention to your dog. You got to pay attention to what your dog's doing, how your dog's looking, how your dog's feeling, and really pay attention. This is a big part of training, is just teaching people that to look for these signs with their dog and to kind of pay attention to what their dog is learning and not learning and things like that. And the same thing can go with greeting a dog. Now, hopefully, when you are greeting with a dog, the owner's going to have it on a leash. So there are some things that you can kind of be careful for. Some dogs are a little more territorial on the leash. So let the dog approach you as on the leash as loose as possible. If it's your dog greeting someone else, let the dog go up to the person, especially if you know it's friendly. And don't react until the dog actually does something that you don't want. Like if the dog jumps, you just give a little correction and take him away 4 or 5 feet, right? And then as you're reapproaching and he's staying on all fours, good boy, good job letting him know that's what you want him to do and how you want him to behave. And so don't keep him in the situation, especially if the other person is like, oh, I'm okay, he can jump on me. You don't want your dog to jump. You got to be the one that controls that. One of the things that I say a lot, you can't control your friends. You can't control your spouse. You can't control your kids. So you got to control your dog and teach your dog how to behave in those moments. And we have so many podcasts on learning how to do any of those behaviors, whether it be play biting, jumping up, all of that other stuff. So very good. So I really enjoyed doing this. It's one of those things where I didn't have to research an article or anything like that. This is something I talk about on a very, very consistent and daily basis. So easy for me to talk about. And in summary, today in our how-to lesson, you learned how to approach a dog. You discovered what to look for when a dog approaches you. And you also learned what to look for from the dog's greeting. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. or you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.